and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.
Hello and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. Time to relive some of our favourite moments. We all know Fev loves a dad joke, but he loves them even more when kids tell them.
One of the things I love every morning, Evie Jones, is not getting up for work and coming in here, but...
What? Why not?
Byron's son, Zephyr, who lives overseas, Byron... obviously, he doesn't get to see him all that often.
I can't wait to meet Zephyr. Just saying,
he's a little American. Oh, he's awesome. He's a little American dude, just traveling the world, living his best life, which is great with his mum. But Byron and Zephyr often WhatsApp each other with a voice recorder. And Zephyr's been telling jokes. Very funny.
It's his latest thing. He thinks he's a comedian.
How old is he?
He's 11 and he's just got to that age where he's discovered, I can do gags.
Yep.
So now I've taken over and Zephyr and I have been doing joke-offs together. Here's some of our work, Evie.
Here's Zephyr sending one to us and to Fev.
What do you call a 45-cent concert? 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
I love his enunciation.
Very smart kid. So I thought I'd send one back.
This was okay.
Okay.
What do you call a really old skinny man? Your dad.
Byron. You couldn't have sounded older or skinnier if you tried.
Unbelievable. Of course, Evie also did tell one.
We
didn't quite get this one. She sent one back to Zephyr.
What do you do when you see a spaceman? You park in it, man.
Took a while for us to.
Zephyr would have got that immediately.
Anyway,
we thought we'd play a game, Byron.
And because we're having a bit of a brainstorm about this, kids do get to an age where they just love to tell jokes.
And it's about 11.
Fev is also a bit of a big kid at heart.
Nice.
So we thought, why not?
And maturity.
Call us. Yeah. I didn't say that. You
heart
said that.
And mind.
If you're a kid right now, say, I don't know, under 12, call us up with a joke and have a bit of a joke off with Fev. So you tell a funny joke and then Fev tells a joke back and it might be hilarious.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60, but it does mean Fev has to just think of some jokes on the spot.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell the one I said on the couch?
No, that's inappropriate.
Definitely.
No, definitely don't. 13, 10, 60, if you're a kid that would like to tell Fev a joke, call right now. He'll tell you a funny one straight back to you live on the air. We will do it after the break. The phones are blown up here at the Fox.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Yeah.
Well, this all started with my son, Zephyr, sending Fev some jokes on my WhatsApp and a bit of joke banter going back and forward. And we thought, hang on a minute, this is good fun. Kids love to tell jokes. Fev loves jokes. Why don't you call us right now, kids, on 13 10 60? Fev will tell you a joke and you kind of do a bit of a joke swap. Look, the phones have gone nuts. We'll do a quick one right now, play a song and come back to more of these, Fev. But 13 10 60, we're ready to go.
Alex, good morning from Sunbury.
Hi.
How old are you, mate?
Eight.
All right, do you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Why did the teddy bear say no to the dessert?
I don't know.
Because he was stuffed.
That's a good one.
Got
Alex,
us going.
You got
all
one?
Right, Alex, you got one for me?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Don't cry. It's only a joke.
Brilliant work.
Well done, Alex.
We'll come back
well
to
done.
More of these after Guy Sebastian on The Fox.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
It all started with my 11-year-old son, who was traveling the world with my ex all over the world, but he's an American, and a lot of people would be familiar with Zephyr if you listen to this show. Anyway, so Zephyr sends a joke to Fev on my WhatsApp during the show.
What do you call a 45-cent concert? 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
And then Fev sends back this hurtful one.
What do you call a really old skinny man? Your dad.
Boom, boom. That's the sort of gear that comes at dad jokes. Kai from Frankston South, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
What did the Dalmatian say after lunch?
I don't know.
That hit the spot.
You got a bit of a chuckle there from Kai.
Oh, thanks, Kai. You got one for me?
How do you start a flea race?
I don't know. How do you start a flea race, Kai?
1, 2, 3.
Well done. I like that.
So you understand this format.
We'll love that.
If you're a kid, you call Fev. He tells you a joke and then you get to tell one back. So yeah, this is taken off.
Mads from Greensboro. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, right in my hitting zone. Okay. want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
All right. How do we know that the ocean is friendly?
I don't know.
It waves.
Got a little,
I love it.
There you go.
All right, Mads, tell me
your
joke.
Are you sure?
Oh! Yay! Sorry, there was a little bonus joke in there. Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know, to get to the other side?
Why?
No, to get to the idiot's house.
Knock, knock. Wait, what? What was the end?
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
She called me an idiot.
That was unbelievable. Wow, you were just outsmarted by a 12-year-old.
That was brilliant.
That was really good.
Dexter, I'm going to use that on the kids. Dexter from Pascavel, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Dexter.
Do you want to hear a joke, bro?
Yeah.
All right. What did the volcano say to the other volcano?
I don't know.
I love ya.
Lava ya.
Get it?
I love ya.
I don't know that Dexter was...
Dexter,
didn't you like that one, mate?
I don't really understand it.
Oh, because volcanoes have lava.
I'll give you another one. What did the other dinner plate say to the other dinner plate?
I don't know.
Dinner's on me.
That's a good one. He got that.
Probably not familiar
with Dexter, give me your joke.
Reference.
What type of bees make milk?
What type of bees make milk?
I don't know.
Boobies.
Boobies!
Oh, was a bit rude. Thank you, Dexter. That's right in Feb's maturity level, that one. This is The Fox.
That is a good one.
Mate, kids are funny.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, yeah. This all started with my son, Zephyr, having a bit of fun with Feb on WhatsApp. Zephyr from various parts of the world sends Feb some jokes, and he sends them back to my little boy. And we thought, well, hang on a minute. They're having fun. Feb seems to love joking around with the kids. So we've made it an actual segment. It's Feb's Joke Swap, kids. All right, kids, you get to call and you tell us your joke. Feb will tell us his joke. It's all a lot of fun. Blake is on the line.
From Rochford. Good morning, Blakey boy.
Hi.
Do you think you're pretty funny, mate?
Yep.
All right, I think I'm funny too. You want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
What did the left eye say to the right eye?
I don't know.
Between us, something smells.
didn't get a lot from Blake.
Oh, he liked it. He liked it.
A little chuckle. Oh,
didn't hear it.
What's your one, Blake? Give me your joke.
Why did the baked beans move to Queensland?
Because it was sunny.
Because they like to live in cans.
Ah!
Very good from Blake.
Well done,
good
Blake.
Start.
That was very good. Jaden from Clyde, good morning.
Hi.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Why did the student eat his homework?
Not sure.
Because the teacher told him it was a piece of cake.
No.
Did you get it?
Nothing there.
Didn't think that was
not
funny.
Not really? No.
Yeah, I think you've got to understand the reference piece of cake means easy, and maybe that's not a broad reference.
Do you want another one then? Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah, do another one.
I need Jaden to laugh. What do you call a dinosaur that is sleeping?
A snorosaurus.
Oh, very good. It's a dino snore.
That's good.
See, we got him laughing.
There we go. There we go.
Right, what's your joke, mate?
Why don't couples go to the gym together?
Why?
Because some relationships don't work out.
Hey!
Very good. Well done.
So good.
Sebastian from Frankston, good morning.
Hello.
All right, brace yourself for this, mate. Don't laugh too hard, okay? What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
I don't know.
Frostbite.
Yeah, a little chuckle.
Yeah, a little chuckle. He's like, yeah, you're not that funny, mate. All right. Make me laugh.
How does a duck pass wind?
Oh, I'm going to like this.
With its butt quack.
That's outstanding.
Mate, theirs are better
very
than
good.
Mine.
They're funnier than you.
Hey, whoa.
It's equal. It's very equal.
Well done.
I've got one.
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Evie.
Moo. Moo.
You meant to go much quicker.
Well, you're supposed to say interrupting.
Interrupting
Coop.
Sorry. Yeah. Did you understand that at all, Sebastian?
Byron said, "Oh my God, work. Evie's here again. She's at the door."
All right. No, that made sense.
Bev and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.